We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Starkey and Muller Joe out the rest of the week. He'll be back Monday, whereupon I won't be back Monday because I'll be playing in another golf event. So it'll be Starkey or Muller until Tuesday of next week when the boys are back together for a few days at the very least to give you that which you all crave, which is the kind of bizarre disagreements about random things that we specialize in. I would hope that there is no disagreement. And I don't know, did Joe talk about this yesterday? Ovi's on an all-time run with the Stanley Cup right now. And anybody that's going to sit there and tell you this is stupid, he's acting on, you know, this should not be this way, and what a loser, he's taking it too far. No, stop. They just want you to get mad. Ovi is doing what every person listening right now would do if they got to the pinnacle of a sport like that and happened to be the captain, taking out the fact that you'd probably be a much different personality than you are right now. We all laugh and think about what would I do with the Stanley Cup. That dude isn't letting it out of his sight. He's getting blotto. Has he been sober in like 96 hours? My guess is no. He messed up the first pitch, took it back, threw another one. The man can do no wrong. He brought a championship to a town that never wins anything. And he's swimming in fountains, taking pictures with people, swearing gratuitously at the parade today, which, hey, you know, think of the children. Except your kid, if they're older than like 7, has probably heard those words before. Probably in your own house, if you're a lot of people. Man, is he living his best life. And it's actually very in character for him, for the guy he's been his entire career. And it's better than he's better at celebrating than Sidney Crosby is. But Sidney Crosby's celebrations are sort of very Sidney Crosby-like. In public, I am happy that I won. I am extremely disciplined. Sidney Crosby's the closest thing to a player version you almost sense of no days off Bill Belichick. Like, he's just thinking about how many days he's going to let his body rest before he gets right back to work. I've seen people like actually doing the stick in the mud routine about Ovi, and it kind of like cracks me up, man. Isn't this what we want these guys to be like? Don't we want the Alex Ovechkins, once they win that prize, to just be insane and over the top about it? I mean, he's not hurting anybody, to my knowledge. He's extremely drunk the entire time, but he's getting chauffeured around. I have heard no horror stories about people who have been aggrieved in his presence. Do you think how long would you last, Craig, if you were on like this kind of a bender?
Not as long as Ovi has, I'd be done. Whew. But I'd be giving it my best.
Light beer all the way. How about Oshie drank a beer through a shirt?
Oshie pulled his jersey over his head, so it was like behind his neck, the front of it, and poured the beer into his mouth through the shirt.
That was the weirdest, like.
They were calling him up to the stage to talk. They announced, and now TJ Oshie, and he walks up, and that's what he does.
I don't even understand what kind of a party move that is. Maybe that's something Stark could have explained to us. Maybe that was like an old school move. Had to play it once. Contractually obligated, as a matter of fact, to play it once during every show. We're not really. I'll tell you what this actually does, what this sparked in me. Seeing them celebrate and so genuinely like happy and just go on a massive Stanley Cup bender, like we finally won. I think Ovi, when he swore today, he said we aren't gonna bleeping suck anymore or something to that effect. You know what? I wrote my column this past Sunday for the Beaver County Times about sort of getting a little bit older as a sports fan and just being happy for somebody who's put so much effort into doing something and finally had that effort pay off. And then I've seen him celebrate. I see Barry Trotz today said they were going to win it again. You know what this has successfully done? Oh, God, now do I want them to lose to the Penguins in crushing fashion next year in the playoffs yet again. One is enough for them. I'm very happy for that city. I'm very happy for specifically the fans of that team and the players on that team, except for Brooks Orpik and Tom Wilson. I'm happy in a sense for Barry Trotz, who got an equally big monkey off the back because he had never been further than the second round in the playoffs. I am. But they're having a good enough time with the old Stanley Cup that I think now my juices have been restored and I am ready to go with the I want them to suffer badly for the rest of his career sort of mindset. I want them to be up 3-2 or something on the Penguins next year and have Murray throw back-to-back shutouts at them and Crosby to send them home in Game 7 with like a 1-0 overtime winner, that kind of deal. Like, I'm ready for them to be gutted again. Here's why. Everybody that's a fan of that team will say, oh, no. We won it once, and now you can't take that away from us, and we're immune to getting really bent out of shape about losses. One good gut-ripping by the Penguins next year, and that fan base will be, they will find out very quickly that it's like that very fast right after you lose. You have to win at least two in a row before your fans can even rationalize finally getting beat. Also a contractually obligated thing to play. I'll say this about Ovi. Definitely better at celebrating than Sidney Crosby. Definitely better at going on a drunken bender with the Stanley Cup. But something clicked back inside when I watched everyone so happy in D.C. during parade day and everything else. Something clicked, and now I want them to lose and lose badly. Oh, my God. Somebody's saying, did Oshie basically waterboard himself with beer? And that's more or less what I was thinking. Yeah, it's like, why would you drink beer that way through a shirt? I don't understand it. It doesn't like compute to me how that's supposed to be fun. Now you have a jersey covered in beer that you didn't have to pour beer on. And I don't know. How much even gets through the jersey? Forget it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.